Among actors who are decades past their 20-something years, Tom Hanks remains a popular and even iconic movie star. Now, last year, Hanks top-lined three mainstream films, each directed by a named filmmaker. None were outstanding. None were Academy Award worthy. Two were at best nicely done, and one was usually disappointing. But taken together, all three offer thoughtful reflections on our world and our culture in 2016 and in the new year. The first is A Hologram for the King, directed by Tom Tykwer. Here, Hanks plays Alan, an American sales representative who heads off to Saudi Arabia to complete a business deal. Now, these days, it seems that whenever a character from the Middle East appears in an American film, that individual is a shady, untrustworthy foreigner at best and a stereotypical terrorist at worst. However, in A Hologram for the King, all the characters with whom Alan mixes are average, and some are likable. These include everyone from a friendly cab driver who escorts Alan to his workplace to a woman doctor whom he gets to know during the course of the story. And this, in a word, is refreshing. Next, there is Sully, directed by 86-year-old Clint Eastwood. Now, we live at a time in which the media obsesses over real-world terrorists and mass murderers. Their names and faces may endlessly appear on the 24/7 news channels, and to my disgust, one of them, the surviving Boston Marathon bomber, even made the cover of Rolling Stone. Yet how often are heroes singled out? While the bad guys become household names, the good guys quickly fade into history. But one exception is Chesley Sully Sullenberger, played by Hanks, the pilot who almost a decade ago saved countless lives by landing his disabled U.S. Airways aircraft on the Hudson River. However, at the core of the film is an attempt by the National Transportation Safety Board to discredit Sully and his co-pilot, to present them as ham-fisted incompetents rather than genuine American heroes. The point here is that in our contemporary world, even the good guys, the lifesavers, the honest souls, must somehow be flawed and thoughtless. And taking this a bit further, in our world, decent souls who performed heroic deeds, characters who decades ago might have been played on screen by an actor of the caliber of a James Stewart, simply do not exist. Their failings, their capacity for human error, must be stressed, rather than their basic goodness. And this is a cheerless commentary on our oh-so-cynical culture. And finally, there is the disappointing Inferno, directed by Ron Howard. Here, Hanks is cast as Harvard professor Robert Langdon, a character he previously played in The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, which, like Inferno, are adaptations of Dan Brown novels. And here, Langdon finds himself involved in a plot to halt the worldwide spread of a deadly virus. Inferno is yet one more contemporary film that endlessly stresses zippy editing and spiffy imagery over a coherent storyline. As you watch it, you just may ask yourself, what is the point of all these images, other than to toss visual eye candy at undiscerning viewers? However, in the Inferno storyline, are the bad guys really the good guys? Are the good guys really villains? It is up to the poor, pitiful professor to sort this all out. And ultimately, what you do have here is a portrait of a contemporary world in which paranoia reigns supreme, and no one is to be trusted.